loaning useful information each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Chicago is seeing great growth in tech jobs. Let's talk about the prospects with Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, we were just talking about some of the amazing advancements with artificial intelligence, even beyond what I think a lot of people ever imagined. It can be scary at times, but on the good side, that means there's going to be lots of jobs in the tech sector for Chicagoans.
That's correct, Cisco. And as your previous guest, Paul, said, AI is getting smarter and smarter. As a result, there are more and more opportunities as a result of that. And in fact, WBBM mentioned earlier in the week that McDonald's bought three tech companies, including an AI company, to improve their technology with their drive-through, their app, and their kiosk. And you also have, if you Google AI in Chicago, you'll see 13 growing AI companies, including Narrative Science, which is one of the most advanced natural language startups out there. iManage, which has a cloud-based platform that assists legal and financial firms with their document and email management, as well as HealthJoy, which built an AI-powered chatbot to help employees better understand their health care coverage. So the opportunities are growing at an exponential rate.
So what sort of skills do you need and how do you get them? I'm thinking, obviously, if you're a younger person and you're in school, well, then you just go in that direction. But maybe if you're in your 30s, 40s, and you're thinking you may want to move over into this area, is there a chance for you?
Well, the top 10 skills for AI are machine learning, a language called Python, a language called R, data science, Hadoop, big data, Java, data mining, Spark, and SAS. If any of your listeners would like to contact me, I'll send them a link to that. But because the field is changing so quickly, Cisco, I would not recommend classes. Instead, online seminars are the best to learn. MIT Sloan School has an AI online certificate. Even Google offers a free 15-hour machine learning crash course as part of their AI Resource Center. Joining blogs on machine learning, algorithms, neural networks, et cetera. So online seminars are the best way to come up to speed on some of the key skills for artificial intelligence.
And then how do you tell a prospective employer that you have that? I mean, the old way used to be I have a certain certification or a degree or something. How does that translate when I'm going in for an interview?
Well, you can point to some of the comments you've made on blogs. I always recommend for technology to either have your own blog or comment on others' blogs or show evidence of what you've done. If you're a programmer, show examples of what you've done in Python or R, etc. So it hasn't changed that you want to show evidence of what you've accomplished, but the key is showing a potential employer what you've done, and that will be the key to getting an AI job.
Thanks so much, Scott Sargis. Good information. Scott is founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago.